stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday, May 9th.
Hola.
Don't forget tomorrow's my birthday.
I won't forget that.
You don't have to bring anything, but just remember to...
But here's the thing. Yeah. When you say, don't forget tomorrow's my birthday, you're kind of saying, don't forget tomorrow's my birthday, meaning like,
no.
If I don't come in with something,
I definitely don't mean that. I don't like getting gifts, you know?
Why?
Because I don't like to put people out and stuff, you know? So I really don't want anything, but just so you remember, well, it is mine. Because everybody's excited about their birthday, you know? I never made it a big deal, but
it is a big deal. I'll say it's a very big deal because my birthday's on Christmas, so I get gypped all the time and no one's ever around, so it sucks. So birthdays to me are actually really important. So when all of my friends' birthdays or anyone's birthday comes up, I kind of go above and beyond.
Yeah.
Because I think it's important because I get forgotten.
That's
so
true, yeah.
I try and make not anyone else.
Well, that's
get
nice
forgotten.
Of you. You see, you're such a good-hearted woman.
At times, I'm telling you. Yeah. You gotta keep on the hard shell. Don't anyone know that.
Yeah.
Well, I went and saw Avengers last night.
Oh, you did?
I did, yeah.
And what'd you think?
I really liked, I like the graphics. The graphics are really cool. You know, and the costumes were awesome, but I will say, okay, this bothers me. I love Star Wars. I'm a huge Star Wars fan. And they bit off Star Wars in so many ways. It irritated me. Yeah. Like little machines are like flying around on. I'm like, that's Star Wars. Awesome. And then some of the costumes, I'm like, you bit off them too. And then some of the way the aliens move and the way they're like, I can't explain it. It's like the monsters kind of like in Star Wars. So that bothered me. And I'm saying something and my friend next to me is like, wow, you watched way too many movies. Because I'm like commenting. And it was too long. Yeah. It was too long. Don't get me wrong. Go and see it. But yeah, 2.5 hours.
That's long for a movie.
And I kind of was like getting antsy. And, you know, I'm kind of like, I want to go.
Yeah.
I was over it. Because you know the end of the movie already. You're like, whatever.
Yeah, so the story you didn't like very much, huh?
No, but I mean that I liked watching like things blow up and like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That part was really cool.
It's obviously aimed at younger men, you know,
I like the Avengers. I'm kind of a dork in that way. Like, I like comic book stuff.
Do you like comic books? Because I've been into them again because my daughter's really into them now. So she's given me some comic books. We go to the comic book store. And it's amazing. So I'm like back into it. And it's amazing that you're into it as well, you know?
I've always been a dork.
Yeah.
A dork at heart. What are you going to do? But yeah, so no, I love the characters and whatnot. And I think acting-wise, everyone did a great job. And the costumes, they're going to win a lot this year for like costumes and... You know, for that kind of thing.
Oh, you think so?
I was paying attention
really?
To all of it.
Yeah. Like this usually don't
the
win.
Makeup. I mean, it was good, but it just was too long.
Yeah. Probably
cut a half an hour
special effects
out.
And makeup and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So that bugged me.
But the story is not going to win any awards, right?
No. No. On that.
How was Scarlett in the movie? Was she good?
I just love her.
Yeah.
I do. Yeah. Mm. I just like to watch her.
Yeah. Me too.
No, I like her as an actress. She's good.
Yeah.
She's hot. There was another new actress that was in there too. I don't know her name. And she's like some newbie. And she's really, really hot. She's like really pretty. She wasn't too much of a character in this one. It was just weird. I'm like, who is she and why is she there? So maybe there'll be a next. There's probably going to be a next movie, more than likely. And she'll be in that one. But hot.
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Did you hear about these men that accused John Travolta of sexual battery?
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. Apparently, it's two separate guys, like, you know, not in the same place and stuff. And this guy's like a masseur, and he says that John Travolta allegedly groped him and repeatedly and finally masturbated himself during the two-hour session.
All right, well, I don't know.
This is like what they're saying about John Travolta there.
Okay, can I say this?
Yeah.
I don't really care that I'm going to say this now. It's been so many years. I will say that I worked on a film like, maybe like 14 years ago, a long time ago. And, I mean, he's bi, so whatever.
How do you know? I mean, he denies it, obviously.
I just know.
Yeah, she knows.
I just know. So, I mean, I don't know.
You have your sources, right?
Yeah, I do have my sources. From a very good friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So,
but I mean, okay. Whatever. I mean, to each his own. Who cares?
Exactly.
But I mean,
but people do care because they want to know this.
But so, was the masseuse like? He was like, yeah, this is John Travolta. I'm gonna let him do.
I don't know.
I mean, because people get starstruck. Because here's the thing, people get starstruck. They get starstruck, and then they're like, oh, well, whatever. It's whoever. Just let him do it. You know.
That's true, and that's the thing. You don't know if it's true or not. But the thing is, even if they prove it's wrong,
it's actually really funny.
Yeah. But if they prove it's wrong, it's still gonna stain him. You know. So I think when you're like in the public eye.
When you're in the public eye, things happen.
You're really
vulnerable. You have to be
prepared
to just deal with it. But yeah, I mean, but in the same sense, if you're in the public eye, and I mean, if I were having a masseuse come in and I'm, you know, a huge star, you're signing an NDA. You're signing a non-disclosure. Just because, like, if you don't like the way, I don't know, someone comes in the room or something's on the wall or, I don't know, I have a freckle in the wrong place, you're going to talk about it. No, that's not happening. You're signing on NDA.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's because I've seen, which is sad, but because I've been around of a lot of big names and I've seen what they've gone through, I'm like... Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Gotta be careful.
I know. You gotta be careful what you wish for, you know, because when you get famous,
people,
you know, there's a lot of stuff that goes with it.
Yeah, people just want things. They just want to blab stories. They want to get known for whatever. So it's sad, but true.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, that's John Travolta for you, and I hope he does okay with this. I mean, I don't wish this stuff on anybody, you know?
No.
Yeah. Anyway,
now I'm just thinking Grease Lightning. Sorry.
Yeah.
Which was one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
Again, dork. Okay.
All right. Well, we do have a guest in the studio this morning.
Yes.
And why don't you go ahead and introduce him to us?
Sure. We have, I'm going to say, celebrity chiropractor and healer, Dr. Theo Casulli in studio today. And he also has two books that he has coming out. So he's going to tell us all about him and what he does.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you for
having me. Hola.
Whoops. I guess your microphone would help.
Jeez, Sam.
Yeah. You seem to me like you was totally distracted.
Thank you.
I guess I was, yeah.
Thank you for having me, Sam.
Of
Regetta,
course. Of course.
Hello, Los Angeles.
So, are you originally from LA?
Actually, no. I'm a transplant.
Really?
I'm a Jersey boy, actually.
Uh-huh. Nice.
From the East Coast and came over here under some unusual circumstances, but circumstances that are nevertheless very, very good for me, I guess you could say.
Yeah. What did you do back there?
Well, I did actually my beginnings are totally different from where I'm in right now, the healthcare industry. I was actually, believe it or not, a model actor / photographer.
Wow. That's a far cry from
so LA.
Yeah, well, and then, ta-da, I'm here in California, you know, Hollywood, Beverly Hills, et cetera, and now,
So you were in that industry, and you figured I'd go to Hollywood, and that's where all the work is.
Entertainment is very close to my heart. I'm just, I'm a Gemini also. I'm a Greek-American Gemini.
So. Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah.
It's a very lethal combination there.
Yeah. You know, I have Greek origins, too. My dad was born in Greece.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
What part?
Although in Salonika, you know, Saloniki.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. But, you know, he was only a year old when they moved. Yeah. But
it counts.
It does. Yeah.
So you're my Greek brother.
I guess I am.
In a way. You're family already, my friend.
Yeah.
That is actually really funny.
Jewish and Greek is the same thing, basically, you know? Very close to family.
I
knew I liked you.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
You know what my cousin used to say? He said, you know how the ancient Greeks had everything up here in their head, and then eventually it went down between their legs.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they perform well.
Chief, Sam, thanks for that. Thanks for educating the public on that. Awesome. Wow.
I'm not going to make a comment
on that. Okay, then. Moving on.
You're getting uncomfortable. I can't believe
it. No, not at all. No, come on. Whatever. I'm Italian. We're like very similar.
Yeah, very similar.
I have no idea what I'm talking about right now.
Very close. Neighbors as well.
Yeah, totally.
So you were born in Greece?
Actually, I was born in New Jersey.
Oh, you
and
were?
I grew up in Greece, though. We were back and forth every summer, back and forth. We had to go see a lot of family over there.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of cousins and et cetera. extended family over there.
I see.
Is it really like the Big Fat Greek Wedding?
It's exactly like the Big Fat Greek Wedding, actually. You know, minus all the bundt cakes. Yeah. And the well, you know, the Greek tradition. I love being Greek because everybody just loves the country. They love the food, the traditions.
That's true.
It's not like I've done anything. You know, when somebody says, "Oh, I love being," you know, I haven't done anything. I was just kind of born into it. You know, which is I like that. You know, but. Yeah. I'm part of the human race.
Yeah.
I'm part of the human race. I don't try to, you know, say, oh, we did this or we did that, you know, and I'm really, it hurts to see them also in such an economical difficulty at this time. But that is, you know, that's my homeland and all that. And right. Much love to the country. There's a lot of political issues are going on right now.
Yeah. It's pretty chaotic.
It's man. The people are just, you know, it's the little guy always getting, taken advantage of. It's definitely the banks. They're taking advantage of the land. They want to buy the land. There's a lot of oil in Greece. Mm. People don't know this. A lot of oil and gold.
Really?
Yeah.
Gold I could see.
Deep underneath, there's a lot of treasure.
So I was going to say there's a lot of treasure.
So if you get Greece, you get pretty much got the Mediterranean there.
I've always wanted to go diving there. But you can't go diving, actually, in Greece unless you go with someone who's from Greece. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah. Wow. You can't. So I've always wanted to go do that. I'm like, it must be amazing to see all the treasures and everything that are under there. But you have to have someone local to make sure you don't take anything from there because they want to leave it all down there how it was.
Yeah,
right.
Learn like something new every day.
Like the local's going to see this treasure, he's going to leave it there, right?
Well, if you take that from Greece, what does it have left, you know? Greece is such a small country. I mean, people come for the treasures.
That's true. And they have great music, too, great food. You know, it's just amazing. Do you like going to Greek restaurants? Have you ever been?
Oh, yeah. Of course I go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I grew up in Maryland and outside of Baltimore, and there's a huge Greek community there and a huge Italian community. It's actually funny because there everyone gets along, but then I went to North Carolina and people are like, Greeks don't like Italians, blah. And
really?
I'm like, why?
Yeah, Greeks love everybody.
These are weird. But they were like good friends because I wound up like dating this Greek guy that was there. It was so funny. And he's like, my family thinks like, well, they would tease me all the time. Like, we don't like Italians. I'm like, shut up, whatever.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was a weird, I don't know. Anyway. But anyways, on.
So you grew up there for a while. At what age did you come back?
Back where? Here?
To New Jersey.
Oh, to New Jersey. We were going back and forth. I grew up in New Jersey. I went
Sam
to
likes
high
the story,
school there.
Sorry.
I like to know where he's from.
I've got quite a story, actually, up to the point of now. New Jersey is where I grew up, South Jersey, specifically.
Right.
A half hour from Philadelphia. Spent a lot of time there.
My family's there.
Yeah. Philly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, South Jersey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know you were from South Jersey.
Yeah.
Another neighbor.
South Jersey.
It's like kind of a small world.
You're from Maryland.
Well, my immediate family is from Maryland, but all of my family.
I see.
In fact, we were in the papers every year because we had the largest family reunion in South Jersey.
Oh, I see.
It was pretty crazy.
The Sopranos.
Yeah, kind of. Pretty funny.
You know, it is like that in Jersey.
The tans,
you know, the whole South Jersey Shore thing. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Some of us had to get out.
Yeah.
Just too much.
Yeah, I have a lot of cousins that like to look orange and think it's hot. I'm like, have you seen a mirror?
So you grew up and you got into entertainment and everything and you moved to Hollywood. How old were you at the time?
I was actually 18.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I started late. I did one of those mall modeling things and did it as a favor to a friend's girlfriend, et cetera. And then the mother was a promoter, so she kind of got me into Smalls tux promotion and all that for the proms.
Nice.
Then it picked up from there. Then a Philadelphia promoter found me and said, hey, I would like to, you know, put you on a continual basis working. And I got the chance to go to Aruba and do amazing things.
That's
I won
awesome.
Fourth internationally.
Wow.
International Male Modeling Contest.
Really?
Nice. Oh,
fourth. And I know, don't look at me now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, you're still handsome. I mean, all Greeks are handsome, you know?
That's a generalization.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I'm going to make
generalization.
Because I need to make our guest feel good. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to say that that's a generalization. Anyway.
We need to generalize sometimes. You know?
I guess.
Yeah. We generalized about Jersey, you know? I mean, come on.
Well, I made fun of it on my TV show that I had on. Yeah. I got in a lot of trouble for that. I got a lot of heat.
Oh, my God. Because
I was like, it smells worse than New Jersey. Because New Jersey has a horrible smell to it.
Really? Only some parts because of the pig farms.
Well, it's not the pig farms, but it's also because all the trash in New York is stored in New Jersey. Did you guys know that?
No.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yes.
Really?
And it's bad. You, like, go drive into New Jersey and I would be like, oh, hold your breath. Oh, it's horrible. Oh, my God, I'm dying.
Wow.
And, yeah.
Oh,
just
that
like,
turnpike.
Yeah. Oh, right, right. And then I was on the Ted Nugent show and, I actually made a comment on the show because we were doing this pig thing, and I had so many people writing, like, haters, and I'm like, whatever. I mean, it's true. Like, clean your nose out. Like, smell it. It smells so bad.
Yeah.
Like,
you're dissing on their hometown, though. Come on.
My family's from there, so I was like, whatever. Shut up.
Yeah. So you have rights to
I have rights. Talk. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, someone's
I spent my
see.
Summers there.
Yeah, yeah, someone's got to tell the truth
someone's
about
gotta.
It, right?
Oh, that's me. Yeah. I tell the truth, and I'm too brutally honest. Oops. Anyway.
Cool. So you moved here at 18, and were you able to find work right away? I mean, obviously, it's a big chance to move to Hollywood by yourself. And...
Actually, the big change that happened, well, many people looking at me because I look fairly young because I do what I preach. Mm-hmm. For the most part, they look at me and say, you're too young to either be a doctor. You don't know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Or just like, you must be in some kind of entertainment business.
Right.
But when they get to talk to me and they get to come in and see what we do in the office,
right?
They have a whole new paradigm mm-hmm. shift on
really?
That.
Yeah.
Brigetta's actually, I can talk about this because she's my patient.
Right.
And she's seen me in action. She's seen me do what it is that I do.
But before that, did anything happen in entertainment?
Yeah, let's go back. Let's go. Yes.
Like I said, he wants to know the whole
Okay, yes. There was.
You should know me by now.
I know. Yeah. I'm teasing.
We need to get the whole story of the person,
no? No, of course.
Okay. All right.
There was.
Because I get
a lot,
curious.
Actually.
I mean, it's good I'm involved with the guests. You know?
I know. No,
I could
I'm
just
teasing.
Sit here and not care.
No, there's definitely a backstory. I was in my 20s. I was involved a lot in the reality show.
Oh, really?
Phenomenon when it was starting out, yeah.
Oh, is that how you guys met? Through reality shows?
No.
No, because she's in reality shows all over the place. Okay.
No, this was before, actually.
Yeah.
Before.
Oh, really?
This
before
was,
that?
This was a while ago.
This is when he was 18.
18 to about, 25, 26.
Right.
I didn't move here until I was 22.
Okay, well, I'm not sitting here doing the math, so I didn't think about that. Okay.
So, Alder, that's now in the past, and now we're going towards a whole new era. Of what it is that I'm trying to bring to the healing. Actually.
Right.
Which is
now,
amazing.
How did this happen? Did you have an enlightenment or something?
I sure did.
Mm-hmm. Did you really?
Sam, let me tell you something. There is so much going on, so much information out there, that if you do not open up your antenna, you do not receive it. And I was going through life, doing the whole, models and actors have a chip on their shoulder.
Yeah.
I was one of those guys that had a lot of anger and had a chip on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
You have also the ego kind of plays into part because you have to try to be in a competition all the time with other people.
Mm-hmm.
When really we're in cooperation with each other. Mm-hmm. And when you know the difference, there's a lot of power to that.
Right.
So growing up in that kind of environment, you really get into a part of humanity that you really don't want to exhibit all the time because it doesn't grow you as a human being.
Right.
So... My first encounter with something different was in the healthcare field because I went to Greece one of the years there when I was a teenager, and I went to a camp where I was helping out with the children and doing some work there. But there was a group of us that were older, and we were kind of horsing around there in the shallow end of the pool with people on my shoulders. We're doing the whole, what's it called? The chicken fight.
Chicken
fight. But unfortunately, the guy that was on my shoulders went down and lost the fight, taking my neck with him.
Wow.
Twisted my neck. Immediately, I felt a lowering of the energy in my heart and lungs. I couldn't breathe. I couldn't, my heart started slowing down. My arm went numb, my left arm.
And this is in the pool?
This is in the pool.
Wow.
So they're pulling me out. I mean, I was in tears. I had a very difficult time. I thought I was dying. I thought that I was paralyzed. That's semi-paralyzed.
Wow.
So, after that, I was in Greece. And now chiropractic wasn't big in Greece, only physiotherapy. They don't know the difference. They don't really know the difference there. Now they're just starting to get aware about it. But, for 2 months, even after that, coming back to the States, I was in pain.
Yeah.
I was in pain. I mean, nobody could help me. I was getting... the whole massage routine, the physiotherapy routine, and also the drug routine.
Mm.
And they even started saying, hey, maybe you need surgery. I mean, and you can see as a teenager, late teens, I'm not I'm going to live forever, right? That's the idea you have. So coming back to the States was really, really difficult, seeing that no doctor had the answer for me.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
It was, you know, here I am, you know, sleep, trying to sleep. I couldn't sleep, couldn't turn my neck. To talk to you, I have to turn my whole body.
Really? Wow. So your head was like tilted
frozen,
or turned?
Frozen. Right. Any movement, knife-searing pain down into my body, like burning.
Wow.
It was really, really tough to get around. And you're like, you're a young kid. You should, you know, you want to play. You want to get out there. You want to do. You can't even think. That's how much pain it was.
Really?
Yeah, it was a lot of pain. So all of a sudden, I told my father, listen, I have to do something about this. And I, by chance, we were driving. I remember we were shopping, and we were driving by, you know, as a family, a chiropractor's office. And there's a chiropractor out there, local chiropractor. And I saw all these cars out there.
Yeah.
I said, what is he, something's going on over here.
Right.
And as we're driving by, I said, Dad, we should go to the chiropractor. My dad erupts. It says, we're not going to the chiropractor. It was quack, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I said, I'm like, why? I didn't understand, you know. But my father had a very low opinion of them because at the time, the public PR was very low.
Right,
You know, because they take a lot of the business from the other established medical Western paradigm.
And I remember for many years, they were not really recognized as doctors. And
That was the PR being put out.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, at one point, veterinarians weren't even thought of as doctors,
really?
Right? Yeah. Now, they actually charge more than sometimes regular doctors, right? Podiatrists weren't looking at, as in the past, weren't looked at as real doctors. Dentists sometimes weren't even looked at. Now, this is going back a while.
Right.
But, you know, the whole medical paradigm, and I go into this, into my book about that, and why there's such a suppression of the here in the Western areas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to East Coast, I mean, it's really, they're popping pills like it's going out of style.
Really? They're like, hey, try this for this thing, and you can have this for that, and just because these two are going to counteract whatever, try this for that on top of it.
Here's the third one, yeah.
And you're like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know, they just the prescription, you know, drug side effects is a multi-billion dollar industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're talking about the 76 to 136 billion annual turnover.
Really? Just from side
effects? Just from side effects.
Really?
It's just amazing. It's amazing. So,
You
know, so when my father had this total, you know, disregard for information, he just said no. Because it was expensive. He didn't want to go to any doctors. He did his own curing with Greek folklore medicine. Yeah. You had a burn, put some onion juice on.
Yeah, witch doctor.
You know? Well, you know what? Witch doctoring is actually works.
It actually does.
Oh, I see.
This is what I do.
Believe it or not, there's some amazing things that witch doctoring can do for you.
Okay, well,
you know?
We'll get to those.
Yeah.
Be the first. I want to hear all about it.
You know, and just a disclaimer, I'm not giving any, just there, okay, because the rules here, you know, I'm not giving any advice for healing yourself. Definitely see your own practitioner, your own chiropractor, your own medical doctor. Okay, now we can get on with the rest of the show.
Sounds good. So he was totally against the chiropractor.
Totally against it. But you know, I don't blame him. Looking back right now, I don't blame him. He was just a victim of whatever was out there. Many people still are
like
in the old paradigm.
So,
So how did you finally decide to go?
So I finally decided, I mean, after kicking and crying and screaming and all that stuff, I finally got myself made an appointment and went, and he actually took me.
Yeah.
And I was lying down at the chiropractor's office, was looking up at the lights, you know, and I'm like, wow, what's this guy going to do for me? You know,
right.
With this guy wasn't a specialist like the guys I went to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just looking at him like, what's this guy going to do?
Right.
I've been to everybody else.
Right.
What is he going to move my neck? I'm going to be in pain again.
Right.
I was so fearful of chiropractors. I was fearful of the adjustment.
Yeah.
I was fearful. And I understand people's, you know, thought process of this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very empathetic towards them when they come in. I understand. It's like there's nobody else that gets it. You know, when they come in, I understand. And there's many gentle ways. You know, we even adjust babies too. But
really?
Wow. So gentle. People are very scared and they don't have to be.
Yeah.
Not in our office. No way.
Yeah.
It's very, very gentle. So here I am looking up at the lights. And I'm like, I'm praying. I'm hardcore praying. Okay? And they want to make an atheist pray. Okay? So I'm sitting there and I'm saying, God, don't let him kill me. Don't let him paralyze me. God, somehow, you know, show me something different than what I and I definitely got my wish. And at the same time, interestingly enough, I was going through school asking, what is it I'm going to do with the rest of my life? Mm. Because those years you're in college and right. going into college, you're like, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Mm. What am I going to do? You're picking your future. It's a really big decision. I didn't know. Right there, that time, that place, he showed me what I was going to do.
Really?
He showed me what I was going to do. The chiropractor comes in, you know, middle, end of 30s, middle 40s. Regular guy. Uh-huh. Sits down, talks to me about chiropractic, what it is. I'm not listening, like any patient. I'm not listening. I'm like, whatever. Just help
just
me.
Get me better.
Yeah, just get me better. He sits down, touches my neck. I'm like, oh no, here we go. I'm about to black out. This is going to be it, right? And with a couple of swift movements, after he looked at my X-rays and all that, boom, 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 I heard the crack and the sound. And I'm going to get to that. I'm going to talk to your viewers. I mean, your listeners right. about this sound. Uh-huh. All right, we're gonna.
I like that sound.
Do you?
Because I'm like, oh, relief. Yeah.
Brigetta's addicted to crack. And we're going to talk about that.
There you go.
Great.
But lying down at that table.
Yeah.
I was looking up at the lights. He did his maneuvers, and I got up. There was an immediate rush of power from my brain to my heart. Everything started regulating. There was tingling in my left arm again. Mm. I got up with tears in my eyes. I said, what did you do? What did you just do? Mm. And he looked at me. He's like, I reconnected your brain with the rest of your body. I was like, why couldn't anyone else do this? He's like, because they don't have the training. Mm. They don't understand how the body really works. They medicate it. Oh, there's a big, big, big thing in chiropractic. Now, I always say the chiropractic, the spine, is your antenna of the world. Mm-hmm. That's my mantra. And when people understand that and they come in and they become a patient, the whole new world opens up to them. They see how they're attracting or not attracting positive things.
Right.
They see how their world is stuck or they're in a box. And they understand, because I'm also a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. I bring the mind into it. And they see how they've been hypnotized by society. By the programming that they watch, from the billboards, from the magazines and all that stuff. And it's like an aha. It's the most beautiful thing. Mm. Sam, when they get it, it's almost like you've opened up a mind and a life is now going to live.
Wow.
And that's what happened in the chiropractor's office. And I said, I want to do what you're doing the rest of my life.
Really?
He gave me my power back. There was so much power there. And the way I felt could not be explained with words. Mm. I felt again like a newborn, like alive again. So he told me where to go, what to do, and I went, and then the rest is history. However, a lot of the times I would fight it. I would fight becoming a chiropractor.
Really?
There is so much political agenda against chiropractic from the other side. Mm-hmm. Now, that may be whatever side you want to think. But, you know, I don't feel the medical profession is evil. I don't feel...
I do.
Well,
Brigetta, I do.
Brigetta, actually... And I can appreciate your thought process on that. Many people come in and they say, I'm tired of taking pills. I understand that. I understand there's a need for all kinds of healing. And medical is needed. It's very much needed. Especially when it comes to life and death.
I agree with that.
Yes.
I agree with life and death. I agree with certain bacteria and whatnot. But you know what? It's really pathetic and disgusting how I just keep... Because I've been through it. I was one of those victims. That I went through the whole thing and they're like... Because I had the Lyme disease thing, and they're like, try this, try that, try this, try that. And I was getting worse and worse and worse. And, like, other symptoms were happening. And it's like, are you kidding me? And then I finally went holistic, and I'm like, I feel amazing, and I'm fine.
Awesome.
And I'm cleared. But that just irritates me because the pharmaceutical companies make so much
money.
They run the entire industry.
Go.
And it's like,
let's take a phone call real quick. Hold
sure,
on. Someone's
sure.
been trying to call in. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Sam. It's St. Louis Steve. I got to ask a doc a question.
Go ahead, Steve.
Go ahead, Steve.
You know, when you're just like walking around and you like bump into a friend and you say, hey, how you doing, talking, and then all of a sudden you, in conversation you say that your back is kind of hurting, and then you say, I can fix it, and you put your arms around them, lift them up, and kind of do the old pop thing.
Oh,
is that okay to do that kind of stuff, or what do you think about that?
Steve, I love your question, okay?
That's
this is one
question.
Of the biggest questions I get when they come in, and actually one of the big reasons people do come in is because of that. That's called whiplash, my friend. Whiplash.
Wow.
When your buddy at the bar, half intoxicated or fully intoxicated, decides, hey man, I'm gonna help you out by picking you up and whipping you around, that is 100% whiplash, and they can actually really do a lot of damage to you. Also, picking, you know how people are like, oh, I'm gonna crack my neck, and they just put their hand on their chin.
I'm a victim.
Bridgetta, not anymore. As a patient, you're gonna be very much educated. I know you're new still, or you're gonna be educating you, okay? But Steve, I want to address your question. That is, do not allow that to happen. There is so much going on. It's all about vectors. It's all about putting the right movement and thrust into the body and the bone in the right way. This is what we go to school for 4 years after college to understand this. Mm. It's physics.
Okay.
It's biophysics. So what happens when somebody does that is they're moving all the bones. So the one that's out of place, putting pressure on the nerve and you're feeling pain, is a signal to you to go to the proper place and get it properly adjusted. See, the difference between other people who do movements or manipulations or crude manipulation, like DOs, Dr. of Osteopathy, and others who say, oh, yeah, I could do it. I saw my chiropractor do it once. I could do it. Now, they're not doing it. You know, it's like we should have like a disclaimer. Don't try this at home, kids.
Exactly.
Because a lot of you would be surprised at how many people come in because they've done that. Yeah,
because really? That's what happens sometimes.
So, Steve, you better be careful there, man.
Steve, did
right,
I answer?
Well, I just noticed it kind of happens. You see a lot, and, you know, the other thing is, like, if, you know, people give massages to each other, and, like, if you lay on the floor and let your kids walk on your back,
ooh,
and the kids
ooh
get kind of heavy now, it feels good, but it probably could do some damage, too.
Let me address that as well, Steve. Steve, it feels good because there's kind of something called proprioceptors in your body. Now, the body is amazing. It allows you to feel no pain when proprioception is activated. So have you ever stubbed your toe, Steve?
Oh, sure.
What happens when you do immediately after you stub your toe? What happens?
Scream.
Really painful.
With
you
that,
squeeze it. Right. I squeeze
you
it.
You squeeze it, exactly.
Yeah.
You touch
well,
it.
Okay,
you move it around. And the reason is because your body, the signal of feeling good, that feeling, the proprioceptor, activating the proprioceptors, feels good to the brain and is faster than the pain signal. That is why you go ahead and rub it.
Mm.
So that's why it feels good. You're blocking the pain by doing that. Also breathing. That's why yoga is so important. Breathing allows you to stop pain. It's amazing. It's amazing. The human body is amazing. But when there's a pain signal, listen to the body.
Well, great. Well, hey, well, thanks a lot for taking my questions. I know you got to talk more. I'll get off so you can keep it going.
Thanks for your questions,
well,
Steve.
You guys got
a great show.
Oh, thank you. We'll announce his website later so you can contact him.
Any more questions, I'm more than happy to answer them. I have plenty of information.
Thanks, Steve. Bye.
Well, this brings me back to, is that why when I get tattoos, like here, and then I bite my arm over here because it deflects the pain?
Really?
Exactly.
Yes.
But that's two times the pain. I don't know what you're into there.
And it's funny because then I have bite marks all over, and I'm like, And they stay there for like 2 days, and I'm like, I swear I was not attacked by an animal. It was myself. Anyway.
That was a good question.
Yeah, that was a very good question.
So, people shouldn't take it into their own hands and do this kind of thing. I mean, it's obviously you can do a lot of damage.
Right. Well, and I've definitely done that. But what about, like, okay, I know you're going to say no to this too, but when you crack it over a chair, like, you're just kind of, like, pushing over it.
Oh, my God.
I do this all the time. I used to.
A cereal cracker. Bridgetta.
A cereal cracker.
Well, look, you're playing with your nervous system, which is your electrical system. I would not be, I don't know anything.
Right.
I don't know anything about my home wiring, but I would not be doing it myself.
Right.
I'm going to be calling an electrician.
Yeah.
Okay.
I get you.
So,
that's a good analogy, actually.
What you can do, if you're doing that means you need to get, you're unstable. You have instability in the spine. You need to see a chiropractor.
Right.
And not just any chiropractor. There's many different chiropractors.
Yeah.
People don't even,
See, we don't know that.
Specialize.
So.
Really. Yes.
Explain.
Yes.
So they specialize what? In different parts of the body or?
Yeah, some only work with the neck. They're called upper cervical doctors.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Others are diversified. They work with the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
There's different also techniques. There's Gonstead. There's Activator. There's Toggle.
Totally. Yeah.
There's
I thought it was
Thompson.
A game. Oh, that's Toggle.
There's so many. Only if they're doing it in a bar is it a game.
Okay.
They're playing with your spine. I wouldn't let anyone fiddle with my spine. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're
saying. You
only have one. I know what you're saying.
And it controls everything. You know that the spine controls everything.
It does. I will say that I was amazed when I was like looking at some of the stuff like in the office. Mm-hmm. And I don't even know where I was. I think it was like online somewhere. And it's like, you can have, you know, your allergies. Like my brother went in and he had horrible, horrible allergies. And then mm-hmm. he got his neck adjusted or back adjusted, whatever. And like they stopped.
Wow.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Your nervous system controls it. Now, you know, as chiropractors, we can't go around saying we cure people. That would be irresponsible. No doctor cures anybody. Mm-hmm. Newsflash. If any doctor says we will cure you of this disease, they're lying. The body cures itself.
You cure yourself.
You cure yourself.
Healing comes from within.
You, yeah. Wow, you're great. I like that. Rajetta's learning. Who's your chiropractor, Rajetta? Who's your chiropractor?
Oh, God, that sounds like, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy?
Yeah. Well, she's in touch with John of God, so.
Shut up.
Well, we'll talk about all that stuff if you like. Let it
yeah, I know. You do spiritual stuff too, right?
Very much into the emotional neurology. Mm-hmm. That is what I specialize in.
EFT.
Well, I have my own thing that I've, yes, my own method, which I call the Kasuli method. Mm-hmm. And I will be teaching this very soon to many different practitioners all across the board and average people that want to learn it.
I'm not average. And I'm not a doctor. Well, wait, teach me.
Everybody, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
But again, back to the thing, the nervous system is everything. It does. You can't walk. You can't talk mm-hmm. right now. You can't think. You can't do anything without your central and peripheral nervous system. Mm. And people are drugging this thing.
Right.
And what you're doing is you're blocking its proper function. Mm-hmm. See, pain is not wrong. Pain is right. Anything. Cancer is not wrong. Mm. It's right. Cancer is a response to what you've been doing to your body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a sign.
Yeah.
The body doesn't do anything wrong. The body always does what's right. It's always telling you, hey, wake up. Stop ignoring me. Right. And we ignore it by the drugs we take into our body, the drugs that we take over the counter, the foods that are on. You know, food in 1930s, the government put out a statement saying the soil is now depleted of all precious minerals and vitamins.
I'm not surprised.
Did you know? In
no,
the
I didn't
30s.
Know that.
So because the population was growing so fast, that's all they had. I mean, think about where our food comes from.
Right.
We import a lot of it, but also the soil is unfit to make the food that we're eating. So we have nutrient deficient food, the
yep.
nutrient deficient people.
Yeah. In this entire country, we don't have good soil?
No.
Well, that's
very
why
different. That's why they put in all the other nitrogens and all that stuff into it. Mm. So that's why you have so many processed foods.
Yep. And
it's difficult to even eat holistic.
Yeah, it really is. And that's why it says, like, if you, like, back in the day, you could, you know, eat one banana and get all the nutrients from it. Now it takes, like, 3 or 4 bananas
exactly.
in order to get what you would have from one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's
pathetic. Try 7 or 8,
yeah,
probably.
Really?
Now, also, you have GMOs, genetically modified, coming in. And they're not labeling these. So you don't even know if you're getting a fake of a fake.
Really?
So you're eating and you're eating and you don't understand why you're getting sicker. And on the other side, the monopolies of the people who are actually eating the good food, by the way, the ones at the top.
Go vegan.
So the ones at the top also are like, you're getting sicker. You're feeding the whole monopoly. Mm-hmm. All right. You're looking for answers. You're going to your medical doctor, which is prescribing the drugs for the pharmaceutical company, which own America.
Yep.
They own America. Mm-hmm. So you have a cycle of one person feeds the other, but they don't want to kill you. They want to, you know, all these marches
keep
they do.
Keep feeding you more medicine.
Well, what all these marches that they're doing, all these things that they're doing, these fundraisers, march right. for this, march for that. Where do you think the money goes?
Pharmaceutical
companies.
Studies for really? More drugs. Yeah.
Exactly. It doesn't go into curing anything. You know, in 1934, the cure for cancer and basically all diseases was found.
In 1934.
1934, Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. He was an amazing microscopist. He was actually made one of the first microscopes that saw living viruses. And he took 400 mice, gave them cancer, then cured them. Mm. AMA comes in. And I talk about this in the book. I mean, there's so many things that when you read, like, wow, you know.
But, I mean, this would be
this
like
is
a
not,
huge
it's not new information.
Though.
Well,
you know, it's hard for me to digest something like this. That
you know,
it is for everybody. It's a hard. But when you will get mad. Now, you know, when I looked at all this into all this, you know, when I was semi-paralyzed. Now, I had another challenge with my health. I'll tell you in a little bit after that whole scenario. But when somebody looks into this and they do the research, mm-hmm. and that's why I wrote the book, because it's concise. It's boom. It's right in your face. I've done the research for you. You can see what's going on.
Right.
You can understand why you're sick. And then you can do something about it.
Right.
But it does start with the nervous system. Mm. What has traumatized it, how you remove it, and then how you fix it. Mm. If you continue drugging your nervous system, you'll always be sick.
Really?
You'll always be sick.
Wow.
That's the power. That's the antenna that's going to allow you to work in this world.
Yeah. So you got to do it in the natural way.
Well, not only natural, mm-hmm. wild harvested. Mm. You can't even say the word is organic anymore.
Mm. Because that means nothing.
Well, we won't get into name calling and all that.
I do that. Monsanto.
Whatever.
I just don't care. That's okay. Write hate mail. That's fine.
Brigetta, you know, I understand. Yeah. She's so fiery, you know. She's like, got so much passion. And I understand that because when a patient comes into the office and they're so drugged up, I'm saying the therapy I'm going to give you will be counteracted immediately when you leave and you take that next pill.
Yep. Mm.
Because your nervous system is basically on fire right now, and I'm trying to cool it off,
right?
And then reprogram it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't get that. And they're like, I want. They want the quick fix. They want that quick fix.
Right.
It's so sad.
It's really sad.
Now, what about people that medication does work for? I mean, you know, it's not.
That's what I said, Sam.
Yeah.
Everything is needed. Mm. Medications are helpful.
Right.
Look, antibiotics. Very helpful when you have an infection.
Right.
You know, and that's why I'm saying I don't get into name calling. I don't get into that pointing finger stuff.
Right. Because everything's got its place.
Everything has its place.
Yeah, yeah.
But understand the place that you've been told mm-hmm. that you need to apply a certain thing. It's like almost like a tool belt. Mm-hmm. And you only have a hammer, right? The pharmaceutical industry only has the hammer. And they try to nail you with it every single time for everything that you got. Well, you got allergies, take this. You got this, you take this. Take this, take this.
You can find everything in nature, though. That's
everything.
Everything in nature. What do you think they did way back in the day, like before there was like all these medicines and whatnot? They use everything from nature.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away, they say, right?
That's true. But, you know, what if someone's like really depressed and stuff, you know, and they have a chemical imbalance?
Serotonin, so you can get St. John's wort. You can eat dandelion root.
The question for that,
flower essence.
Sam, the question when somebody comes in and they're depressed is this: why are you depressed? That's what I want to know. Why you're depressed? Not what we're gonna mask it with. Why are you depressed? And you know what it comes down to? Usually it's something that happened to them a long time ago that they're still holding on energy. And you look at the different chakra points. You look at the different places on the spine. There's a subluxation there. Subluxation meaning impingement. Are noxious stimuli keeping the neurological compression syndrome going?
In our language, it means that something's out of place.
Yes, we're gonna tone it down to a place, you know, in the spine that is not optimally working and sending signals where it needs to go, whether it be an organ, a cell, or a tissue.
So you're saying that the source of all illness is from the spine?
The source of all illness is from you.
Yeah, you create
your own. It could be the way that you're living. It could be the way you're thinking. It could be the way that you're eating. It could be the way that you're working out,
But all this stuff would hurt your spine, and that's where the problem would start. Is that what you're saying?
No, all these things like that you go through are stored memories inside of your body. Okay, so like those stored memories, like when you fell down when you were a kid and your dad yelled at you or whatever, and you know you hurt your knee and your dad screamed at you, that's stored in your knee. So like if you'll have that like knee pain forever. Like literally, like all pains that you have come from usually things in childhood or some tragic thing. And if you get rid of that, then you kind of
I know people that have like depression and bipolar and stuff like this.
Usually,
and it's not from something that happened in their lives. It's just
to differ.
Okay. All right. Well, so why does the medication work?
Because it has because it's chemicals that you're putting in your brain, and your brain is like the serotonin.
So obviously, you do have problems with the chemicals in your head and the medication
right,
helps.
You can, like, when you're depressed, like, the I can't explain it because I'm not a doctor, but, like, I know what I'm saying. I just don't know how to say it.
Yeah.
Well, this is what goes on. So somebody gets diagnosed, let's just say, with ADD, depression, you know, bipolar, and they go to their medical doctor. The medical doctor looks them over and says, you have this, this, and this, which is the points of what I need to give you for this, this, and this, because you have these points. Fibromyalgia, for instance, you have these you know, points that are in pain, and you know, you have the symptoms of fibromyalgia. Now, fibromyalgia may be different in you and different in me, but we get the same medication, we get the same doses. Why?
Right.
We're not the same people. Our biochemistry is different.
Right.
So for you, it may work. For me, and that may not work.
Right.
The
exactly.
frequency. See, drugs are nothing but frequency.
That's a better word.
It's frequency. So if the frequency matches your frequency, it will work. If it doesn't match mine, it won't work. It will cause more problems.
Right.
Then more symptoms come up.
Right.
And then I have to take another one to find out. So what mostly the medical profession is doing is chancing you on frequencies.
Mm.
They're giving you different frequency pills. Each pill is a chemical, which is made in a lab.
Right.
Which is made by human.
Right.
Not God.
Right.
Food. You know, you eat an apple and it turns into human tissue. You eat a ham sandwich, it turns into human tissue. That is genius.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Right. Now, what they're doing with the medical is to put a drug in you and see what happens.
Right.
You know, that's a chance.
Right.
You know, most of the people taking medications are guinea pigs.
Right.
They don't have huge trials for years.
Mm.
No, the stockholders need to make a profit. They send it out, and now, you know, our elderly are basically the biggest guinea pigs. Oh, my God. What is happening to the elderly?
Really?
It's so sad.
Mm.
They're so sad. You know, an elderly person can become very alert and aware and not even have to go in a home. If you take them off the medications, give them whole foods, and give them proper chiropractic care.
Very interesting.
Put chiropractors and naturopaths and acupuncturists in hospitals and see what happens. There will be no health care crisis in America.
Mm.
None.
Okay. Well, I mean, you're convincing. You're convincing. Why don't you go ahead and give us the names of your books, the website and everything.
Although the website is my name, Dr. Drkousouli, Kousouli, that's Ouou.
Right.
And I'm on YouTube and Twitter, same thing, Dr. Kousouli.
Okay, and you guys can find it on Google as well. And what about the books?
The books are actually, right now we're looking at who's going to represent, you know, the publisher. So we're shopping around and open to all our possibilities. We're looking for the best that is in integrity with the message. The books are very powerful.
Right.
And
what are they about?
Okay, book number one, without going into too many specifics, book number one will open your eyes. It will open your eyes to the hypnosis going on, to the manipulation and the lies that is research fact. I mean, this isn't things I'm making up.
Right.
I give you sources. I show you what's going on. And then I show you what to do about it with whole foods.
Mm.
Okay, whole foods and vitamins and supplements that will actually really help humanity.
How to cure yourself naturally.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like to use the word cure because, again,
sorry.
God cures. You know,
sorry.
Everyone else brings details.
Right.
Sorry.
You know, I'm bringing details, I guess. So book number two is very close to my heart as well. Now, again, I didn't tell you about the second thing that happened was open heart surgery. I've been through open heart surgery.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In 2005, I had open heart surgery for an aortic valve, a murmur, that actually went haywire. So I was blacking out, and then I went in for a transplant. So after that, I really changed into the thing and found out, you know, I was basically losing my religion, so to speak. Like, why me, God, you know?
Yeah.
I'm so young, I should be vile, you know, very strong and go on forever, right?
Right.
My battery was dying out.
Yeah.
You know, the heart was ticking away. So after that, I had a lot of things in looking into my soul more, you know, because I was on the gurney and they said, you're next for operation.
What?
And that was freaky.
Yeah.
Okay. So then I did a lot of soul searching. I was even an atheist for a little period of time. Nobody really knew. I kept it to myself. I said, there's no God. There's no God.
Yeah.
So then, I'll tell you something. Anyone that has those thoughts.
Yeah.
And then they have this kind of situation happen. And then I also did a lot of other experiences that really solidified to me that there is definitely something, you know, call it God, call it what you will, higher power, consciousness.
Right.
And that is driving the whole machine.
Right.
And book number two opens up how to be more open to your abilities, your psychic abilities, your heart, your chakras. You know, and it's not like I wanted to put out a book that is not like these other books.
Right.
Oh, look at your colors and look at this and look at that. And let's just sit there in a yoga pose and just, no. I wanted to write something that was like, wow.
Yeah.
How to.
Sounds good. I mean, so you're looking at, you are taking a holistic view on this. You're not just a chiropractor.
Chiropractic is my basis.
Right.
It all starts.
But you're
with
looking at the lifestyle and
but
everything.
But it's great because when you go in there, you know, it's not just regular chiropractic treatment. It's something totally different. It's a healing. There's like healing involved.
Right.
And he kind of looks at the whole scale of things and kind of goes in and fixes it all up.
Your exam with me is about 2 hours.
Yeah.
Your visit with me, your first one is about an hour.
Mm.
Your your adjustments after that are about 20 minutes to a half hour. Mm. And it's me. You don't see anybody else. I hired. It's me.
Right.
You're gonna get the whole.
Sounds good. Well, we are out of time.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah. That was so fun.
That was like 3 minutes.
Oh my God.
Dr. Theo Cthulhu.
Crazy Greek name.
I know that's cool, but you have the word soul in your name.
Yeah, it's true.
Yes.
DrCthulhu.com, of course. And thank you so much for all the information. You've been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Sam. Very Brigetta, appreciate you.
Awesome.
And Brigetta, you take care of yourself.
I always do.
Take good care of yourself.
You take care of yourself. Quit smoking.
I do.
Calling you out.
See you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.